Well, time now for the Africa Report. Joining us on the line, we have Head of Africa Desk at the Media Review Network and Dean of the Faculty of Languages at the Somali National University, Dr. Mustafa Mehta. Mustafa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Good morning, Maulana.
Let's start with the Pan-African Parliament elections. Give us an update there. Who won the elections?
The elections were won by none other than the SADC chosen candidate, that is Chief Fortune Charumbira from Zimbabwe. He won, you know, that election, and I think he's deputized by a lady from Mauritania. So at least the reflection is what many countries in SADC expected.
Now, the Russia-Ukraine war on Africa, are we continuing to see the ramifications rather on Africa?
Oh, yes, and they're getting worse by the day. There is no African country that is not affected, you know, by that. And we're talking especially in terms of, you know, economic terms. It is very obvious, it is very evident now if you look around that things, you know, are beginning, you know, to, prices are beginning to shoot up. The oil, you know, the petrol, diesel, paraffin, and certain foodstuffs like grain, you know, and cereal are all going up. Bread, things like mirimil in certain African countries even is getting worse. So, yeah, the ramifications are there. And the other also, you know, thing that we're seeing is the division that is now coming out, you know, amongst African countries. Politically, is exposing certain, you know, leanings by African countries. Those that are not towing the line, and those that are truly independent and exercising their sovereignty, is actually coming out in the open now. So, yes, there are many ramifications, of course, besides, you know, what I've just said. So, yeah, we hope for the best.
Finally, then, you know, a story that we did touch on in the last couple of days as well. What's your take on why the Moroccan police fired on African migrants on the Morocco-Spain border?
Morocco is a problem, Maulana. Morocco is indeed a problem. And I've always said, ever since you started, you know, interviewing me, I've always told you about Morocco, that this country, I personally don't even understand why, you know, Morocco was allowed to return to the African Union. Morocco has a colonial mentality in them. I don't think, you know, Moroccans don't actually consider themselves African, and I wonder what they are doing in the African Union in the first place. They consider themselves, you know, to be superior, you know, from the others. With a policy that is very, very destructive. And yes, more than 100 people were killed on the Merila enclave, you know, that is at the border between Morocco and Spain. And who was firing, who killed those people, is the Moroccan gendarmes, the royal, gendarmes royal, you know, the royal police of Morocco. They killed those Africans in cold blood, beating them with, you know, all sorts of, you know, weapons, and firing, you know, shooting some of them. And we are talking of over 100 people were killed there. And there we are in South Africa. We have this Moroccan ambassador there. And he goes on and he's, you know, they're denying this thing and, you know, they are. But it's right out, it's in the open that they killed, they committed, you know, a massacre. And what we should actually be doing now, I think, is to march on their embassy in Pretoria and tell them that, you know, they should go back home. And we want them out, kicked out of, you know, the African Union. They are colonizers of another African country in the first place. What are they doing in the African Union? They should give up, you know, Polisario. And now they are killing Africans. They are. I've been telling you about these people, how bad they are. We don't want, you know, a country in Africa that calls itself African and behaves European. Does that make sense? They're actually doing the bidding for Europe. The racism in Europe, you know, being, you know, manifested, they are told, you know, to act on that racism themselves. Why kill those innocent and unarmed civilians? Those are economic migrants. All they want is just to get their land, a job, and, you know, work and buy, you know, a little bit of things, send money home. That's all. Why not just arrest them and, you know, take them back, ship them back to their countries? Why not do that? But to shoot, they are really resorting, you know, to the to a very bad, you know, act. And we don't like it.
Yes, Dr. Mustafa Mehta, as always, shukran so much for your time and for the update. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.